Welcome, everyone, to the latest episode of the Pharmaceutical Commerce Podcast. I'm Nico Saraceno, editor of PC. I'm pleased to be joined by Tracy Lopez, head of customer service and 3PL operations for North America with Dr. Reddy's Laboratories, a pharma company whose portfolio of products and services include APIs, or active pharmaceutical ingredients, generics, branded generics, biosimilars, and OTC. Among multiple topics on today's agenda, she'll be discussing the third-party logistics process, what to keep in mind when selecting a third-party logistics provider, upcoming trends in the space, and much more. Tracy, thank you so much for taking the time to join me on the show today. I really do appreciate it.
Absolutely. I'm excited to speak with you today.
So first things first, being that you use 3PLs in various capacities, could you provide an overview of how the third-party logistics process typically operates?
Sure. So at Dr. Reddy's, we utilize CMOs for certain manufacturing processes and 3PL providers for our warehousing and distribution. So our 3PL is an organization that upholds quality standards and collaborates with our business to commercialize pharmaceuticals and ensure that they reach our patients. And something to really share about our 3PL and why they're the key to our success is our partnership with our 3PL. And I'll emphasize on the word partnership because 3PLs are an extension of your organization. You operate as one. The 3PLs really began reporting under the customer care umbrella back in 2012 because it's critical that our 3PLs are close to the customer experience and we're engaged at all levels from the warehouse floor to senior leadership. We bring our customer scorecard metrics in, our customer expectations, and ensure that we're aligned as one to be the best in the industry.
That's actually segues into my next question, actually. If you could just dive into maybe some of the key factors that you take into account when choosing a 3PL and like what kind of more specific services do you think like would qualify a quote unquote reliable 3PL provider?
Absolutely. So one would be experience in the market, expertise in key business areas. Two, you'll hear me continue to emphasize this, a partner, a true partner, and ensuring that your business is prioritized as a partner. Being customer and patient centric is huge for the healthcare industry. And your 3PL must keep healthcare as a priority within their organization. You know, as a 3PL, you can't have crayons shipping before a life-saving drug. And location to key customers and distribution hubs. And a range of services that are really important at a 3PL, and these would be your top two, would be your quality and regulatory oversight, warehousing, transportation, and automation is key.
That makes sense. Of course, the patient is always the main priority. I like to talk about that, and people may lose sight of that. So it's important to have those hubs that are centrally located. So that's a big point. Now, at this point, it's been just around 5 years since the onset of the COVID-19 pandemic. Obviously, there's been a lot of developments since that time in 2020. So what important lessons have you learned that have helped contribute to improving operational efficiencies since that 2020 era?
Okay, so contingency plans. You need a plan A, plan B, and a plan C if needed. And, you know, remain adaptable. That was something that I think that as we were trying to navigate through the pandemic, we had to become adaptable and identify our paths and really get it figured out, right? And if a particular approach doesn't yield results, then be prepared to go to an alternative solution. Cross-training is another big one. At all levels within your organization, ensuring that you have cross-training because you need support at all levels. And I would say embrace digitization. This was a really big one. I know for many organizations and for Dr. Reddy's is the pandemic accelerated transitioning away from those outdated manual archaic processes and continue to embrace that and grow because as we would all hope there would never be a pandemic like that again, you've got to be prepared and ensure that your processes are flexible. and enhance efficiencies without compromising quality. And that was something that we did have to navigate. We had some drugs that were really critical that drove our business to a 24/7 operation. And it was critical. I mean, everyone was racing to get this to the hospitals and clinics, but you can't compromise the quality. So there's that balance too.
Most definitely. And you mentioned the shift away from archaic processes and moving more to a much more digital sort of perspective and era. So as we move forward here in 2025, what sort of trends along that same kind of topic, what kind of trends within the pharma industry do you believe 3PL should be preparing for?
Top of the list is DSCSA regulations. So that's the Drug Supply Chain Security Act. Organizations that may struggle lacking in-house expertise are going to rely on a 3PL. Ongoing enhancements of quality standards and expectations for the pharmaceutical industry. And probably one of the biggest is cost. This is one of Dr. Reddy's core values, is making medicine more affordable. So cost will continue to be a driving factor in the pharma industry, and it should be. And with that comes your influence of automation and AI and how you can better achieve that in keeping costs low and still meeting those quality standards. So, you know, AI in the supply chain, including reductions of headcount and optimized inventory management, are going to be critical to keep those costs at bay.
That's a fair point. Certainly, you mentioned DSCSA, a big focus point, and obviously the dates or enforcement rather has been moved back, but it's going to be certainly interesting to see how prepared a lot of the stakeholders are, you know, for
Absolutely.
That. Absolutely. Definitely stay tuned for that. But before I do let you go, Tracy, now that we talked about this year and I guess bigger picture now, say, and then over the next 10 years, over the next decade, how do you believe the role of 3PLs will evolve, or what role do you think it'll take in kind of helping to shape the pharma industry?
3PLs will be a strong influence in the pharmaceutical industry with global reach, technology integration, and scalability and flexibility for peaks. This has been something that we've relied on continuously with our 3PL. When you have those large product launches, when you have crisis situations, the ability to be able to flex staffing and capacity is huge. You also have the compliance and quality expertise. And really, with more similar players coming into the market, 3PLs can significantly help lower the barriers to entry. So I see those being some of the big factors and strong influences for 3PLs.
Most certainly. And thank you so much for the time today. I think our audience is going to be able to pull quite a bit of valuable and useful information here moving forward. So really, thank you so much for taking the time and for joining me today. I appreciate it.
Absolutely. I've enjoyed speaking with you today.
Thanks for listening to the latest episode of the Pharmaceutical Commerce Podcast. Be sure to stay in the loop of all our latest updates by visiting pharmaceuticalcommerce.com or our Audioboom page. Take care, everyone.